In the prayer of the church this week, we confess that we can only keep God's commandments because of His love, grace, and mercy. O God, the strength of all who trust in You, mercifully accept our prayers, and because through the weakness of our mortal nature we can do no good thing, grant us Your grace to keep Your commandments, that we may please You in both will and deed. We continue the story of the rich man and Lazarus. We know both had died, Lazarus being taken by God's angels to Abraham's side, while the rich man was condemned. And the rich man called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish." Even in the torment of hell, the rich man could not help but try to be in control. He desired that Lazarus, whom he had ignored, now leave heaven to serve him. This could not be, however, because one cannot pass from heaven to hell. Our sinful nature demands that we are in control. Even if we cannot be bothered to help others, we ask that others may go out of their way to serve us. Even after we are judged, we are unable to admit our sin. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in Him, to confess our sins, and so to receive forgiveness. Amen.